You precious Savior, you are good, you are holy, you are mighty to be praised and adored. You are excellent, O God, King of kings, the Lord of lords, Jesus. We worship you, God, we adore you, we thank you for who you are, O God. You are gracious and mighty, holy and faithful. Makayanda da 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 boshi kidi boko basa da 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 karabashi kidi 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 kobasa da 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 rima ya karaboshi kidi karabosa da 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 kidi kidi korabashi kidi kidi basa da ka reka boko basa da 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 karaboshi kidi 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 korabasa da 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 karaboshi kidi kidi. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your hand, your kindness, your faithfulness, O God. We've seen your hand, O God. We've seen your mercies from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, O God. We can only declare that, Lord, it's by your mercies. It's by your goodness. It's not of our own doing, O God. It's by your grace, O God. We cannot make it. Oh, God, you are a faithful Father. You are a faithful God. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise, receive all the adoration. Sharabasada karabushiti kiributso kupasada da da karabushiti didi basada makashada da 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 karabushiti didi di karabusudo do da basada da da di oh makashiti didi karabusi didi didi kabahasiti di kuda basada da. Our hope is in you, our trust is in you, O God, O God, Jesus. Our life is in you, O God. We look unto you. You are a faithful Father. You are a faithful God. You are mighty to be exalted and lifted up on high, Father. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Thank you for your grace this morning that you've given us the ability to wake up, O God, the ability to be in your presence, the ability to honor you, the ability to put our hopes and our trust in you, O God. Indeed, we recognize and see ourselves, O God, unless you are with us, unless you sustain us, unless you keep us, O God. On our own, we are inadequate, O God, our God, Jesus. We need your hand. We need your power. We need your faithfulness. We need your grace, O God, our God, Jesus. Walk with us. Direct our steps, O God, our God, Jesus. May your name be upon us, O God. Indeed, you've given us a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth must bow, O God. And Father, I speak a word of blessing over our lives this morning, O God, our God, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Blessed us, O God. You have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. You have kept us in our thoughts, in our actions, O God. You have sustained us. You've been our Father. You've been our all in all, O God, O God, Jesus. When we think of ourselves, we know it is not our own doing. It's not our own ability. It's not our own wisdom, O God, but it's your mercy. It's your faithfulness, O God, O God, Jesus. It takes your grace. It takes your anointing. It takes your power, O God. O Father God, we need you more and more. Sharabasiki de Bura Kabasha da da di Rabasiki de Korabashi de Korabasada da da di Karaboshi de Basada da O Makashiki de Kori Karabasa de Basha da da Rakabosa de Basha de Kiribasada da da. O precious Savior, you are a faithful Father God, you are a faithful Lord, you are a faithful Redeemer. Karabashi de Korabasha de. We need you more and more. Sharabasiki de Korabasha da 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 da. We need you, oh gracious Savior, oh God, we need you. My God, we need you. Indeed, in our hearts, in our thoughts, we need you. Korabashe de de korabashe de de korabashe de ke de korabasa da 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 da. Rikase de de boshe de de karabashe de de kumbakasa da da. Rikosha da da di shikarabosa da 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 sha da 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 karaboshe de ka. You guide us, oh Jehovah God. You are our friend. You are our all in all, Jesus. Oh God, on our own, we need you. Maka shadi karaboshi kidi kuri basata karaboshi kidi kuri basata da da da. Rikashi kidi kidi korabashi kidi kidi karabaka basata da. Precious Savior, oh God, you are our Redeemer. You are our all in all, Jesus. Precious King, we honestly, we need you. Maka shada da karabaka sege. More and more, my God. More and more, oh God, oh God, Jesus. More of you and less of us, oh God. More of you and less of us, O God. Oh Father God, indeed you are our keeper. You are our keeper, O God. You are our keeper. Shakarabasa de kiri korabaka shikede kiri kubasa dada. You sustain us, Jehovah God. You walk with us, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. You keep our ways, O God. Our hearts are in you. Our trust is in you, O God. Indeed, our confidence is in you, that you've never left us alone. You've never abandoned us, O God, our God, Jesus. O God, as we put our trust, as we put our hope in you, O God, our God, Jesus, thank you that you are keeping us, O God, that you're walking with us, Jehovah God, that you're sustaining us, O God, that you're ministering unto us, Jehovah God, that you're walking with us in truth, in power, in wisdom, O God, that indeed we experience your hand, we're experiencing your goodness, we're experiencing your faithfulness, we're experiencing your hand, O God, indeed walk with us, O God, our God, Jesus, keep us, O God, sustain us, O God, we need you, O God, more and more, each and every day, we need you, Jehovah God, we need your presence, O God, your presence, your commanding presence, O God. Your presence is the one that keeps and sustains us, O God. Your spirit is the one that walks with us, O God. Indeed, we need you in our workplaces. We need you in our families. We need you in our children, O God. We need you in everything that we do in our businesses, O God. We need you more and more. We need you for our bodies, O God. We need you for our health, O God. We need you for everything that we're going through, O God, O God, Jesus. We need you in academics, O God. We need you. Jehovah God, on you, we trust in you. We put our hope in you. We put our life in you, O God, O God, Jesus. Indeed, we trust in your faithfulness, in your faithfulness, in your unending love, O God, in your unending grace, O God. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit, O God. It is by your goodness. It is by your mercies, O God. It is by your kindness, O God. Your mercy sustains us. Your spirit sustains us. Your hand walks with us, O God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that, Lord, you are gracious. You are wonderful. You are mighty. Oh, makasharabati karabosa da di di karabosa da di di basa da da ka rabashiki di karabosa da 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 di shiki di bosa da 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 karabosa da 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 reka di kabasha da 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 karabosa da 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 bosa da 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 Rakali Karaboshe de Basa da da Karabosa da da Karaboshe de Karabosa da Ambakashe de Basa da da Karaboshe de Kerebosa da 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 Ba Makashe de Karabosa da Basa de Karabosa de Karabosa da Rekabasa da 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 Boshe de Karabosa da da Rekabosa de Rakali Kabashe de Karabosa da Basa de Makashe de Karabosa de Makabashe de basa da 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 boshe kidi kura basa de kidi kura basa da makashe de kura basa de karabashe de karabo makarabashe de karabashe de karabashe kidi karabasa da da rakabashe de basa da karabashe de karaboshe de karabosa da da ambaya di karabosa de makashe kidi bosa da abasa da da rakabashe de karabosa de karaboshe de basa da da Rekabashi de Karabos de Ambakarabos de Karabos de Karaboso de Karabos de Kodabas de da Arabas de Kashi de Kumbakas de Mia Karaboso de Dubash de Korabas de di Rekorebata Karabos de Kodibas de di Oh precious Savior, you guide us, you walk with us, O God. You are a faithful Father, you are a faithful King, O God of God's children. You are our sustenance. Makashiki de Korabas de Korabas. Oh God, we need you more and more in every circumstance. We need you. We need you. Rakabashi de Karabosa da da. We need you. I need you more and more each and every day. I need you, my Father. I need you, my Lord, on my own. Oh Kashaka de Bahase. I fall apart. Shiki de Korabasa di. I need your presence, O God. I need your indwelling presence, O God. I need your indwelling hand, O God. I need your indwelling cover, O God. I need your indwelling wisdom, O God. I need you more and more, O Jehovah God. I need you. Rikabashi dikidi korabasa di. Rakabashi dikidi kumbakasa di karabosho do kabasa da da. O God, more and more of you in my life. Shikidi baharabakasa di. Thank you for your presence as a token. Makarikashi dikidi. You granted us your presence. Shiri Kurabasada di Ambakashidi Karaboso Dodoboshadada. Oh God, your presence that surrounds, your presence that leads, your presence that changes, your presence that transforms. Oh God, you have sustained us, you have surrounded us, you have kept us, oh God, you have kept us in your word, you have kept us in your grace, you've kept us in your power. You've kept us under the palm of your hands, O God. You have engraved us. You have engraved us on the palm of your hands, O God. Our ways ever before you. Indeed, can a mother forget the child at her breast? Yes, even though a mother forgets, O God, you have never forsaken us. You'll never forget us, O God. You have never forsaken us. Father, I thank you that our way is never hidden from you, O God. The path that we take is never hidden from you, O God. You have continually walked in our lives, O God. Continually fought for us, O God. Continually helped us, O God. Continually established us, Jehovah God. You've continually kept our ways, O God. Indeed, we thank you that in you there is never delay. Every promise of you in Christ is yes and amen, my God. It is yes and amen. Oh God, indeed, you say we can bring. We can come to your throne room. It depends, oh God, of God's Jesus. Independence on you. Oh God, you are the God that intervenes. With you, it is never late. With you, you never change. Everything is in your presence. Everything is in your hand. Everything is what you do, O God of God's Jesus. You are our guide. Arabata karabaya karabo sodo dole bakaya kabaka shike de korabase de 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 rekabaka shike de karabo sodo dubase de 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 kaba omakashi de de karabase de 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 karabo sodo dubba. Indeed, continually you make a way, O God. Continually you make a way where there is no way, Jehovah God. You make a way. You are faithful, O God. You are faithful, God of God's Jesus. We need you. Come bakashi de korabase de 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 ambakashi de de the Koraba said that the Bashik and the Kabo said that the Karaba said that the Ambakarika Sik and the Karabushi did the Debas and the Makashi in the Kumba Kasa, the Dada, Rikari Kaboshi did the Ambakas did the Karabosu Doboshika, Ambakarabos did the Arabosu Doboshi, the Karaba said that the Dada, Rikabashi did the Karabos and the Dada. We need your presence, we need your divine presence, we need your divine hand, Rakabi Karabosu Kubashi did. Oko basa da da da, makashi de kide korabasa da 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 da, amakasa da 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 karaboshi de kide basa da kada. Oh God, you are good God, you are mighty God, you are a faithful God, you are excellent, Jehovah God, you are excellent in each and every way. Indeed, we need you. Makashi de kide kumbakasa de araboso do do kubashi de kasa de karasi de karaboso do do bosa da da. Jehovah is your name, Jehovah is your name, Jehovah is your name, mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name, Makashikidi Kurabasada. You have never lost a battle, you have never lost a battle, Shikidi Barakaboko Sekidi Kabashidi. You have never lost a battle. Shamba karika sedede karaboso dorobo sedede karabasa dada. You have never lost a battle. Shikiri karaboso sedede karaboso dokobasa dada. The battle belongs to you, O God of God's Jesus. The battle belongs to you, O God. It doesn't matter what we face, O God. It doesn't matter what everyone is facing this morning, O God. We know that indeed there is a greater warrior. The Lord God is a mighty warrior. The Lord is a man of war, O God. He's able to intervene, O God. 4 days late, but he's still on time. Shakarabo sukobasa dikidi korabasa dada. Even that which men thought is the end, O kobasa dikidi korabasa di. My God, you are able to break through. You're able to break through. Shikarabasa dikidi korabasa dikada kaba. You are able to intervene. Oh, gracious Redeemer, you keep us, O God. You sustain us, O God. You walk with us, Jehovah God. You are our portion. You are our all in all. Shana makari kadi kambo shike de arakasike de karashike de korabasata rabasete ke de komaka shike de korabasete de amakasu de obakashe de komakasu de mukobashike de kedikora kabasu de amakase de karaka aba abukobashike de. Oh God, indeed you are with us, oh God. You've never left us, O God. You've never left us, O God. I pray against sickness this morning. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness. Every sick person, receive your healing. Receive your healing. I bind every spirit of infirmity. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every work of darkness, every demonic activity that is manifesting as sickness. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I set your people free from oppression of sickness. I set your people free from the fangs of darkness, O God. From them that are held in darkness, them that are held by the chains of death, O God. Them that are near the pit of death, O God. Father God, you are able to speak life. Oh, you've given us the ability, O God, to be life-giving spirits, O God, to speak life, O God. We declare life, O God. We declare life. With you, O God, we can declare life, O God, because life flows from us, O God. Life flows from our spirit, O God. Life flows from our thoughts, O God. Life flows in our bodies, O God. You've given us eternal life, O God. You've given us the Zoe life of God, the life of God within us, O God. The ever-flowing life of God. Shakariba siki di kurabashi di de. Oh, kamba karaba sedede. You say if anyone is thirsty, let him come to you and drink, O God. And out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Shakaraba sedede. May your rivers flow within us, O God. May your wellspring of life flow within us, O God. May the wellspring of thoughts, wellspring of actions, wellspring flow from within us, Jehovah God. Amakaya. Jesus God, indeed we need you. Makarabase de karabaso do bashe de rakabaya karabaso do bashe de karabase de karabaso de ambakashe de karabaso de karabaso do bashe de karabaso do ambakashe de karabaso da rabaso de karabaso de karabaso do bo ambakashe de mi karabashi de karabaso to se de karabaso da o makashe de arabaso da Makaya kariki shiki di korabasadi. Let your spirit ama sikidi. Let your spirit guide. Let your spirit guide. Let your spirit speak to us, O God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Makaraka shiki asam. You are welcome, Sharabada Karabasa de Karabasa de. You are welcome, Shidibasa de Karabasa de. You are welcome, Makashiki de Korabasa de. You are welcome, Maya Karabasa de Karabasa de Bo. Ambakashi de Karabasa de Da. Ambakarabasa de Bo Sada de Bashi de Karabasa de Bo. Ambakashi de Bashi de Bashi de. Ambakasa de. Ambakarabasa. Oh God, you have called us to wait on you, oh God. You have called us to trust in you, oh God. You called us to be patient, oh God. To keep trusting in you, oh God. That you can do it, oh God. You can do it. Oh God, settle your people, oh God. Settle your people, oh God. Settle your people, oh God. Let your servants see the word, oh God. Let your servants teach the word, oh God. Send us teachers, oh God. Send us the ancient. We have received the action from the Most High, oh God. Father God, it is you that is growing us. Help us to grow. Help us to grow. Help us to grow. Help us to grow in you, oh God. Help us to grow in your thoughts, oh God. Help us to grow in your mindset, oh God. Help us to think of the things above, oh God. To think of the things above, oh God. To live above. To live above the systems of men. To live above the thoughts of men. To live above the action. Oh, makashiki de korabasede de de. You've called us to live above, to be the head only. Makashiki de korabasede de de de. The path of the just keeps shining brighter and brighter. The longer we live, the brighter we shine. Makaribo sede kede kabashede de. We grow from one level of glory to another as we reflect your majestic glory, oh God. As we gaze into your beauty, as we gaze into your word, oh God, we continue to reflect your glory. Makarika shikide korabaseda. You have promised us the spirit as a token. Abakashikide korabaseda. You're making us effective witnesses of the gospel, oh God. Effective demonstrators of your spirit, demonstrators of your power, oh God. Because it was not with words of wisdom that you taught, oh God, but it is a demonstration of the spirit's power, oh God. The Lord, you are touching right now. You are touching now. You're healing stomach pains, oh God. You're healing ear aches, oh God. You're healing leg pains, oh God. You're sending forth your word to heal the back, oh God. To touch cancer. Your desire is to heal people, oh. Your desire is to show forth your power, to show forth your glory to them that trust in you, oh God. To them that are lifting up their eyes to you, oh God. Their hearts to you, oh God. And Father, I thank you that you are a miracle worker, oh God. Indeed, there is nothing that defeats you, O God. There is nothing that is impossible with you, O God. There is nothing that you cannot do, O God. You are a protocol breaker. You are a protocol breaker. You break every protocols of darkness. You destroy every works of the devil, O God. You scatter. We scatter by fire every demonic activity over the territory, O God. We scatter by fire every hindrances of darkness to your word, O God. Every hindrances of the enemy to your truth, oh God. Every hindrances of darkness to your word, to your revelation, oh God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you have given me a well-instructed tongue, oh God, a word that sustains the weary, oh God. Indeed, surely I have a delightful inheritance, oh God. You have shown me the path of life, oh God. You have shown me the path of truth, oh God. Indeed, as I look unto you, as I'm taught by you, oh God, as I'm taught by the spirit of truth, oh God, I thank you for your spirit, oh God. Your spirit is life, spirit and life, spirit and life. Speak through me, oh God. Speak, oh God. Speak, oh God. Speak, oh bashekide korabasadi remakasha da 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 bose. Thank you, Father God, that you answer prayers, oh God. Thank you that you are here, oh God. Thank you that we can look unto you, Jehovah God. You are a good Father. You are a good Lord. May your name be praised. May your name be worshipped, oh God. Thank you for your revelations, oh God. Thank you for your insight, oh God. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, oh God. Thank you for opening our eyes, oh God. For helping us to see, oh God. Helping me to see, oh God. Helping us to see the insight of your heart, to see the truth, oh God, that Lord, we may understand you and we might even be more clear, oh God, with the things that you're teaching us, oh God. Your name be praised, your name be worshipped, your name be glorified, oh God. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Kabashikasi.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, you are good. Yeah, praise God. Praise God, my brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another good morning. Yeah, it's good that we are together again to praise God and to learn from Him. And it is, we've been doing a series on prayer, and by the grace of God, this is the third episode, and I know that there's a lot that we're going to learn on prayer. You know, as we've been mentioning, that prayer is one of the key prerequisites for the Christian faith, and not just the Christian faith, almost every world religion encompasses prayer. But then we have also learned that not every prayer is answered and not every prayer is done right, because we are praying to a God who has defined himself. He has shown us he is the creator. He has taught us that he is all powerful. He has taught us that he is all knowing. He's taught us that he is everywhere, and he's not limited by space, he's not limited by time, he's not limited by matter, and he hears us each and every time we pray to him in the right way. So that means we need to learn how to pray to God, that we can have answers to our prayers. Because it is sad that we find that many people pray, but they pray amiss. And that praying amiss means that we are praying without answers. We find that we are basically, for lack of a better word, we did not spend our time well, because we did not get the result or the aim of our prayer. And that tells me that we need to learn of God, we need to learn of prayer, and this is what motivates me to take us through this series. And I know that God is going to use it to be a blessing to you. So today I want us to look at the component of faith and its application for prayer, and its relation to prayer. And one of the things that I strongly believe is that faith is a prerequisite for prayer. Faith is a starting point for prayer. And that is a core foundation of prayer. And without faith, and we need to understand what is this faith, and what does God teach us about faith? And when we understand what is this faith, then we are able to have an understanding, and we are able to have a greater effectiveness of our prayer. So every time when we ask ourselves what is the definition of prayer, of faith, then we must quickly jump to Hebrews chapter 11. And if God can help us, we'll look at two verses there. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And then we'll also look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So I want us to just open it, and so that we can just look at the words that are spoken there, such that we will have a clear grounding on faith. So when we look at Hebrews chapter 11, I will look at King James, and then I'm going to look at the Amplified version, because I think Amplified and King James go together, in that they are directly linked, and the Amplified helps us to understand King James. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I think let me just do a quick comparison, because I believe there are other words that are used here before we get to Amplified. It says, ESV says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." King James told us that is a substance of things hoped for. So substance, we are thinking of a substance, we are thinking of an assurance, we are thinking of a certainty, we are thinking of a title deed. You know, these are words that we use to respond or to refer to faith. I think it's a persuasion. It's like a moral conviction. Like it is like comprehension of something as a fact. I think let's look at Amplified. It says that now faith is the assurance, in bracket, title deed, confirmation, close the bracket, of things hoped for. And then it says divinely guaranteed, the evidence of things not seen. That means the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So that tells me that when we enter into the faith zone, we are entering into the spiritual lane. What does that mean? That faith moves us from what we see physically to the place where we see things spiritually and believe in their provision, believe in their existence, and we acquire it and we receive it as a fact. Now, let me give an example of something that is a fact that you might not be able to see physically, but it does not change the fact. Now, there is a town called Guatemala. Colorado, or a place called New York. Now, if you've never been to New York and someone tells you that, oh, I will take you to New York, and New York is a very beautiful town. It's full of very tall buildings. It has all these skyscrapers. It has all these people who live there. It's very expensive, and New York exists. Now, when you tell someone who's never heard of New York or never been to New York, the person has a choice to either believe you or to not believe you. So the person that will believe you, the reason he will have a choice to believe you, not based on what you have said, but based on your fidelity or based on your trustworthiness. So the question we'll ask is, who is telling you about New York? Now, if it is a child, and you can see this child maybe is just a three-year-old, is telling you, do you know New York? New York is this place. And you know this child has never left the village and might has never heard about it, you will clearly doubt that New York exists. But if the person that is telling you, you can see this is someone who is well-traveled, this is maybe an American who has just come from New York, and he tells you about New York, you are bound to believe him on the basis that you are looking at the trustworthiness of the person that is giving you that information. Now, when we speak to God, when we come to God in prayer, it is us recognizing that the reason that we believe, the reason that we are praying is based on the assurance of the person who we are praying to. So it is our confidence in the person that we are praying to that is faith. So when we say that, what conviction, what assurance do we have when we pray? It is because we are putting our trust, we are putting our confidence in the person that we are praying to. And that's why we say that if you don't believe that God exists, you have got no business praying to him. And that's why if you read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says that without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So our prayer life must be linked to our faith life, and our faith is basically a belief in the supernatural power and in the supernatural ability of God, and not only in that God is able to, but also that we have an assurance that what God has spoken will come to pass. What God has said, and because why? Because we know and we have seen from His word that God is not a man to lie, not a son of man to change His mind. He does not speak and not act. In fact, when God speaks, His word becomes law, that even He Himself is bound by His own word. Because when He has spoken, He follows through to see that His word comes to be fulfilled. So everything that God has spoken to us, and most importantly, God has spoken to us through His word. Because the Bible tells us we have a more sure word of prophecy. That is the written word of God. I don't know, many times people complain that, oh, you know, I thought God said this, but it has not come to pass. Oh, this prophet promised me this, and he promised me by this year that, oh, I will get married, or by I had this, I was sure God said this to me. And then it does not happen. And then they blame God because they think that God is not faithful. But you see, the only we are, you know, and maybe they had it in a dream, they had it in a vision, they had it in a voice. It is possible to confuse our own desires, our own voices with the voice of God. And we can think that God is unfair or God is not faithful based on Him not fulfilling our own desires. Let's say you had a dream of this lady, you're thinking of getting married, and you believe that that is a reality, that this person will be your wife. And then you go and you get an invitation for a wedding from that person. And you'll be like, God, why did you lie to me? But you see, in that point, because of your emotions, because of your dreams, then you are able to project that. But you see, when you read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, Peter is speaking and he says that we have also a more sure word of prophecy. And Amplified says, we have the prophetic word made more certain. We have a more sure word of prophecy, where unto ye you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy did not come in old time by the will of man, but holy men spake of God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So what basically the scripture is telling us, that Peter says that, you know what, I was there when Jesus was transfigured before our very eyes. I was there when I heard the majestic voice of God saying that this is my beloved son, hear him. I was there. In fact, I even said, I saw Moses and Elijah. And I even said that let us make for Jesus, Moses and Elijah, three houses, three tents that they can stay. But he says, despite me seeing that, despite me having that revelation, despite me being present there, I want to tell you there is a more sure word of prophecy that is made more certain. And you will do well to pay more closer attention to it as a lamp shining in a dark place. So that means he's telling us that the most important sure word of prophecy, the foundation that every believer must hold on to, is not dreams, is not visions, is not prophecy that people, you know, someone, man of God told you this will happen, is not your thoughts, but is the word of God. This is a sure word of prophecy. And the person telling you this not only walked with Jesus, not only held him, not only saw him, not only walked on water, not only has had visions upon visions, but he tells you that your focus, all these things are good, yes, but the primary foundation that the believer must stand on is the Word of God. So this is what God tells us, that we have a more prophetic, more sure word of prophecy. And prophecy here means the speakings of God in Scripture. So the sure word of prophecy, the sure foundation that which we must hold on to, is what God has spoken in His Word. Now, if God has spoken that in Isaiah 53, that by His stripes you are healed, you are healed, then that tells us that healing is already provided for in Scripture, and God's position on sickness is that by His stripes you are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, by His beatings, then it is divinely guaranteed. Remember, we are talking about faith. Faith is those things that are divinely guaranteed. The things that God has said, this is a fact. So, more than even what we see in our natural as a fact, like let's say you have broken your leg is broken. That is a fact. But if you compare it with the truth of God's word, the truth of God's word is that you are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Now, faith is that assurance that I am not holding on to my wishful thinking. And remember, many people think it is wishful thinking. So they say, oh no, I'm manifesting. I think nowadays people love use the word of manifesting. I'm manifesting money. I'm manifesting a car. I'm astral projecting riches. You know, I'm becoming powerful. I'm wise. So people are speaking and are meditating on positive thinking thoughts. And of course, they will use the Scripture. They will say, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, think of these things. Now, the difference, that is New Age. Because New Age is about that, is about mantras, is about repeating, is about thinking of nice things, thinking positively, is about believing that all the law of attraction, whatever you keep thinking about, will come to pass. But you see, the Christian faith does not teach us to just think of nice things in terms of manifesting things, but it is us to meditate and to think about what God has said in His Word. So when you're saying you're applying faith, you're holding on to God's Word. And that is the substance, that is the assurance that you need to find for whatever situation that you are praying for. So the best way to pray is to first even read the Word and find out what is God saying about the thing you want to pray about. Assuming you're praying for healing, go and find scriptures that speak on healing. Go to Psalms 103, verse 3, that says, Blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He who heals, who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Now, if you can read that word and where the word says that God heals all our diseases and redeems our life from the pit so that we are saved from destruction, then you constantly think of that word. And even as you're praying, you're repeating that word. You're saying, blessed be the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. He who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. As you're claiming that word, you're now anchoring yourself not on your own desire to be healed, but you're anchoring yourself that God, the one who promised and the one who has spoken in His word that He heals all my diseases, is going to heal me. So our prayer to be effective, for our prayer to be effective, it must be linked to faith. And for faith to be effective, it must not be linked to wishful thinking, but it must be linked to the sure word of God, to the sure word of prophecy. It must be linked to what God has said. And what God has said, where has he said it? What God has said in his word. Anyone that is effective in prayer is someone that prays with scriptures. If you learn to pray with scriptures, if you learn to pray with the word of God, that is why it is even advisable, even as you pray, be with the Bible open. Because as you pray, God sends his answers through the word of God. He sent his word and healed our diseases. So that means the answer that you are waiting for from God will come forth in form of scripture. Because to God, God's speech, God, everything that he says is the word. So when God answers you, he's going to give you a verse. Now, if you don't read the word, the Holy Spirit will be struggling how to answer you, because he needs to give you a word. So it is your job to read the word that you can know what God has said, and you can also be in a position to receive what God answers. So our prayer life must be linked to faith, and faith must be linked to the word of God. And when it is linked to the word of God, it is because we are confident that God's word cannot fail. You must settle it in your heart that God's word, the Bible, is God's word, and what God has spoken is the truth. It is even more than fact, because fact is temporary. The facts that we have now change in a year or two, or in 100 years. What we are believing now will change. Because I think when we were growing up, we were told there are 9 planets. But they have discovered more planets. So growing up, there was a fact that if in a science exam you asked how many planets do we have, if you wrote 10, you failed the exam. Because a teacher will tell you there are 9 planets. So that was a fact. And in that time, the fact was real. But with more knowledge, that fact changed. So likewise, in the natural, we have facts. But then when you come to the supernatural, when you come to the realm of God, and you add more knowledge, those facts become lies. So you enter into another zone where other truths exist and other facts exist, and that is the realm of faith. Now, the same scripture tells us that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, Matthew 17:20, you can say to this mountain, be removed and be cast out into the sea, and it will do that. The mountain will pick itself up and move. Now someone will say, come and demonstrate moving this mountain. They will say, come, demonstrate. Now the question is, when Christ was saying, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain. That means he was telling them that there are things that you're going to meet in your life. There are things you're going to encounter that they have the ability to crush you. They look impossible. Maybe it is a sickness. Maybe it is a family situation. Maybe it's things that you're facing in your life that for sure, as you look at them, they are mountains. And you see what Christ had been given. He had been brought a child who was possessed by the spirit of lunaticism, and the child would throw himself to the fire, throw himself anywhere and get hurt. And when the disciples tried to cast out the devil, they were unable to. And when Jesus was asked, when the disciples asked him, why were we not able to cast it out? He said, because of your unbelief. And he says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Now, it's interesting why Jesus uses the word mustard seed, because the same scripture tells us that a mustard seed is the smallest seed. It is like a grain of sand. But once it is sown to the ground, what happens is that it grows and becomes the largest tree in the forest. That means that God does not expect our faith to stay in the same level or the same size of a mustard seed. So we gradually grow in our faith, in our exercise of faith. Now, if you have never prayed for a cripple to walk, start with a headache. Pray for the headache, let the headache be healed, then move on to the cripple. But you see, someone wants to start with a tree instead of starting with a seed. So it tells us that as we grow in our understanding of God, as we grow in our revelation of God, then we grow in our exercise of faith. So our prayer life grows as we grow in our faith, in our confidence in God, in our perception of truth, in our perception of what God has said, as we link it to the word of God, then everything that we desire according to the will of God and according to the word of God, it shall come to pass. So without prayer, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Have you been praying without faith? Because if you do so, then you've been wasting your time. Because if you don't believe that God will answer you, and how do you believe that God will answer you? You believe him because of what he has said. So, as I said, work it backwards. Find the word, read the Bible, Google, find every scripture that deals with the situation you're facing. If it is a child, you're trusting God for a child, find every scripture. Go to the word where it says, children are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a gift from the Lord. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Find that verse. Stick on that verse. Think about that verse. Then think about who is saying this word. God, his faithfulness, his fidelity. Then put your confidence that since God has spoken this word, it is true. And since it is true, I can ask him based on his word and he will answer. And so that is the linkage of faith and prayer. When we link it to the word, when we link it to what God has said, then we have the assurance that what we have prayed for will be answered. Remember, it is a most sure prophetic word, because it is from God. And I think I will stop there for today, and by the grace of God, we shall be able to continue another time. So, my brother, if you have any additions, any questions, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. I think it's very clear. It's indeed true that without faith, whatever we do is a wastage of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, why would you even try to seek for God if you don't believe that he exists, that you don't believe that he can answer your prayers?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the message is very clear. I don't have much to add on.
Yeah.
And I think, find out.
Okay, thank you for that. I think we shall pray, and let's trust God for faith, and as I said, seek God and find out from his word what he has spoken, and then believe in his faithfulness, his fidelity, that he does not lie. So, Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for you have taught us today that we need to apply faith. And we know that faith comes from hearing the word of God. And indeed, it is your word that is the foundation for our belief system. Oh God, we thank you that you are faithful, you have never lied, and that which you have spoken is a true reality. It is a true fact. It is above what we see in our physical senses. And Father, I thank you for them that are holding on to your word of healing, your word that has promised to bless them, your word that has promised to intervene, to fight on their behalf. And Father, I thank you that you are a mighty warrior and you are able to destroy every plantings of darkness, every attacks of the enemy, them that are drowning. You are able to rescue them just like you rescued Peter. And indeed, I pray for the grace to stay in your word, that them that continue to hold on to your word, it shall come to be manifested. That divine assurance, the divine guarantee that you've given us, that it shall come to pass. And I thank you that we shall continue to have the grace to teach your word, because this is not of our own, but it is of your doing. I speak a blessing over your children. I speak a blessing over them that need healing, them that need answers, them that are trusting you for jobs, for resources, that I'm even trusting you for children and for life partners. The Lord, you shall make it possible, because you have promised all this, that we shall live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We pray all this, trusting and believing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so have a blessed day, and welcome you to share this video, and you're able to subscribe, and such that it's a blessing to others. Shalom. Bye.